Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our topic is happiness. Our text is Gateway to Happiness. We're on page 28. We're going to see an interesting formula for happiness from the great classic work called Orcha Tzaddikim. It's a Musar work that deals with character development. And the author, who's unknown, states the following formula for happiness. If a person obtains all that he desires, and nothing causing sadness befalls that person will constantly be happy. The person's face will shine. The person will be in great physical health, and will be slow to show the signs of old age. Now, first glance, if we look at this passage, hear it, think about it, it seems to describe an unreachable utopian situation. Like, everything only good happens, nothing bad, come on, that's not this world. But with a closer look, we can have insight in how to obtain happiness and what we can do about it. First of all, refrain from desiring what's beyond your reach. The more you reach your desires, the more you're going to feel good. So wanting desires that we can't reach or that are take time consuming to reach, that we get frustrated in reaching, that creates unhappiness. So we don't know in advance what we can get, but the key element will be is, I have what I need. I have what I need. That consciousness is so valuable. And by appreciating even a small amount, even the basic minimal amount that we need, we have more, terrific, it's icing on the cake. But the necessity to keep alive is what we want. So therefore, if we have the basics to keep us going for today, we're in great shape. And then everything else I can appreciate even more. And that second aspect, nothing causing unhappiness, because a point that we'll be dealing with, and it's so very, very, very important, that the only reason the things that bother us is because the way we look at them. Definitely, there's life situations that are universally be considered stressful. But many people destroy and ruin their life, minor trivialities that focus on those trivialities. Those trivialities get them upset. Those trivialities get them angry. Those trivialities get them unhappy. Be able to evaluate things in great ways, in positive ways, to develop. In chapter 3, we're going to deal with this at length, but we have the choice of how to evaluate things. It's not automatic, it's in our mind, and we can use our mind in great ways. So the key element over here, the formula for happiness, make it up to you, and decide, I am going to appreciate what I do have, and what I don't have, okay, I don't have to worry about that. As long as I'm joyful what I do have, it's terrific. I'll always have things and always have things to appreciate. And don't focus on what you're missing. Don't focus, even if you miss them, you want to try to get it. If it's reasonable, go ahead. But what's your focus? Your focus should be joy. Right now, I can create joy. Create joy all the time. And that formula for happiness is appreciate the gifts that you have. Appreciate that. Live with that sense of appreciation, a sense of pleasure for the joy and love, appreciating God's gifts to you.